The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
The Down on the DM breakdown, this guy's getting dirty. He's nasty. I'm sorry. That's what it is.
I will say it's probably one of the most interesting Down in the DMs we've done.
You don't call it interesting? I'm going to call it weird. Just freaky. And the amount of people that said he's not being a bad person, that y'all are weird too.
It all depends where your moral compass is, okay?
They don't have a compass. Here it is. Today's podcast. Let's get it started. You both know, Automatic Anthony, you both know that I get nervous before a big event. Never fails. But I'm very, very stressed about writing a speech. I'm accepting a Gracie Award on Tuesday, and maybe I can get some help from people who are listening. Good morning. It's Friday. We're the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
There's several things I want to do. I want to remember to thank everybody.
Of course.
Right. But I want to mention my heritage while I'm on stage. I definitely want to do that.
I want to mention how big of an award this is.
This is an award
that's been won by Oprah Winfrey, by Hillary Clinton. Kelly Clarkson's winning one with you this year. It's a big, big deal.
Melissa McCarthy's going to be out there, dog.
I know.
She's a big deal to me, bro.
She's hilarious.
I love it. But
you better have some jokes in that speech.
I don't know what to do.
I think with speeches like this, you got to start from the heart. It kind of reminds me of like a best man speech, maybe. I wrote one of those. So I think my first question to you, Dana, is do you know how much time you have up there?
Anthony, I have 60 to 90 seconds.
Okay. All right. So we know you
before they start playing the music to get you off.
Yeah, get me off.
Are you going to tamper with the music a little bit?
Like I would.
Yeah, it's always good to lead on the
I figure if they start playing the music, if I just start crying, they'll just let me go. You know what I mean? I might start crying the moment I step up there. If anybody has any advice for me, is there a speechwriter listening?
I could take a crack at it. I'll write you one and come back with it tomorrow.
Okay, let's
He's going to be like, thanks to all the cholos and cholas.
Yeah, dude, I think like...
Supporting me along the way.
What's up?
Seriously, though, I need some help. You know a speechwriter. Hit me up at Dana Cortez on Instagram. National Day Anthony A.
We will start this one with National Pizza Party Day.
Let's go.
Most important day of the year.
Hey, so it's really early. Should we order pizza for the studio?
Yes.
Are you guys down to do it?
Let's do that, dude.
It's a little early, Dana. I don't think we're getting an answer right now.
I like where you're going, though. Incorporate some type of ordering pizza into your speech. People would love that. That just, you know what? Yeah,
pizza
whatever.
For everybody.
We also got National Bike to Work Day, so get out there and get a little healthy,
y'all.
That's
good exercise right there.
Yes, we also got National NASCAR Day, and it's also National Rescue Car Day, but we'll wrap it up on National Streaming Day.
Yes.
This is a new one, yo.
Hold on, you said one before. You said Rescue Car Day?
No, Rescue Dog Day, NASCAR Day.
But you said Rescue Car.
I said Rescue Car.
I was like, we're rescuing cars now, huh? Okay.
Whatever.
Shout out to Metro. He's a rescue dog.
Yeah, dude, he's a rescue dog. And I saved him in my Fiat, which is a rescue car.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It's time for our Down in the DM breakdown. All right, what this is one of the most popular, most crazy Down in the DMs we did. We catch up with a couple, find out, did it go down? What's happening now? And Leanne hit me up because her man, Mark, is out doing freaky deaky stuff, or at least she thinks he is.
Super freaky deaky.
The bar that they go to Fridays, I looked it up and it just looks a little weird.
Weird? What do you mean by weird?
At first I thought it was a strip club, so I was already pissed, but then I found out it kind of looks like it might be a sex club.
Or maybe she's a little freaked out because he's hanging out there with his friend and not taking her. And I got Mark on the phone kind of offering to, get closer to him.
My flavor is, I have a friend and we have a conversation and my friend will take care of you and I just kind of watch. Again, I'm a spectator. That's where I get my kids.
Wow, that's a lot.
Kind of weird are you getting into, Mark?
Wait.
It was at that moment that Leanne got a little freaked out. Oh. And so did I because I didn't know what to say. I just asked Automatic and Anthony A before we hit the air. I've never even heard of a sexy time club.
They're real and they exist they out there. And I think if you were to find out your partner was going to one behind your back at that moment for this lady, I felt violated for her.
No, so the thing is, he's not even like into doing anything.
Yeah, that's
hold on.
He's into watching.
But
that's doing something.
But he's still lying, right? So here's the Down in the DM. We continue the conversation.
What kind of weird you into?
I just watch. That's the only thing.
That's not okay, though. I don't think that's right.
I don't give a if he was watching it or participating in it. He was in that club, and we are married, and it's
complete. You at least got... We got to talk, baby. Please.
You are going to have to talk to him because you're married, Leanne.
No, right now, seriously, Dana, I have no interest in talking to him. I am humiliated.
I would be so embarrassed, too. That's the thing. It's like... you're doing something weird and you're not even telling me. You're not sharing. I'm watching your partner.
It's weird that he's just, I think if
it's but in a way, it's better that he's just watching than participating.
I don't know, dude. Because then you reveal.
It's not better.
It's still cheating. Don't get me wrong.
You have to tell your person what you're doing.
But I mean,
you're married.
I mean, is there a difference between going to a strip club and going to this?
I would like to.
Obviously, or he would have said something.
Yeah, dude. Well, hell yeah, there
you
is.
Go, you and Anthony are going to go to some sexy time club together and just hang?
Yeah, dude, there's a big difference.
Come on.
Starting off with the price of the steak and fries.
I got to take a phone call because they're blowing up. Line two. Hi, who is this?
This is Melissa. He's cheating. He's cheating.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
If you're lying to me, I mean deceiving me, that's the equivalent of...
honestly, like anything. Like, I've been married for, we're going on 20 years. I met my husband when I was 15 years old.
Yeah.
We have been through, like, the most, you know what I mean?
Yes, I do. Like, yes.
You know what I mean? And so when you get so far into marriage, you have to be, like, completely honest and open about everything. Like, I always hear people saying it's 50-50. No, a marriage is not 50-50. A marriage is 100-100.
100-100. I say that all the time. I don't want 50 of you. I need all of you. That's how you make it work.
Yes.
Okay, so if your husband goes and does this, let's say your man, he out there at this sex club, what are you doing?
No, I'm super upset, and I want to know why the I ain't in that club with you.
Yes, ma'am.
I love you guys. I listen to you guys every morning.
We love you too. You call back anytime, girl. Bye.
Love you guys. Bye.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Okay, it is Friday, right? Think about this. What about Jello shots and Jenga?
Oh, wow.
Sounds like a party to me.
Oh, it's a big food news today. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show, and we made it. It's the weekend. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Spoon.
And I know officially it's not the weekend, it's Friday, but damn it, let's pretend it is, okay? Come on, let's get this going. I've got great news. U.S. Soccer has reached an agreement to pay their male and female athletes equally, ending a long fight brought on by the women to say, we make y'all more money, we got bigger ratings, pay us.
There we go.
Shout out to the lady soccer team.
I didn't know that they have like double the ratings of men's football.
U.S. soccer team is lit, bro. Well, I really get into their games.
The women's soccer team's been good since the 90s. The men's soccer team doesn't do anything.
I still haven't really recovered since Alex Morgan got married.
Anthony.
Still hurts.
Yeah, dude. I thought I had a shot. For real, for real.
Never did.
Never did, dude.
I did.
Especially now that she makes more money.
All right, now in food news, Jell-O shot Jenga is a thing. Brian Kaltu makes this custom game. It comes with 54 pieces, and hidden inside are slots to put Jell-O shots.
Oh!
Now, there are one-shot versions, and there's another version with two shots. It's all made with wood. You can go to Etsy.com, Stone Point Woodwork. It's called the Tipsy Tower because it's not really Jenga.
Nice,
it's
dude.
$10.
That's going to get messy.
Round of applause for this guy for capitalizing on that.
I know.
That's what's up. For a long time growing up, me and my homies, we would just like write, like take a shot or drink a beer like on the Jenga things.
Now it's in there.
Damn, dude.
You're just sharing spit
There's
with your friends.
$1 billion idea.
I wasted my damn time, bro.
Brian's rich. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
Of course, it is the third Friday in May, which is National Pizza Party Day.
Yeah. Okay, I asked earlier, and Automatic was like, should we order a pizza for the whole studio, for the staff?
I mean, we could do that. We could definitely, as long as we get a Hawaiian pizza for me.
Oh, gross, dude. Okay.
First, you eat cat food in the studio, and now you want pineapple
pizza. All right,
pizza.
Dude. All right, next up is
refined taste.
All right, that's enough of Hawaiian pizza. Kind of National Rescue Dog Day.
We're just going to go to that. Rescue dog.
Yeah, dude, way better than freaking Hawaiian pizza.
So, how long has it been since you adopted Young Metro?
I adopted Young Metro going on 5 years ago now. And it was the best decision I ever made because no matter what, an adopted dog, you know that they have a lot of gratitude. My Metro just hangs around my apartment like he's just happy to be there. And that's the energy I need.
You got him out the cell.
I did.
You know what I love, though? When Anthony's down, he'll say to us, you know, I took Metro for a walk. And I'm like, yeah, I love that. That makes you feel better.
We also got National Streaming Day, but we'll wrap it up on National Bike to Work Day. Just reminding y'all, get outside, y'all.
Oh, I read a study, and I think I shared this with you yesterday. I'm trying to pass this information on. Americans are so low in vitamin D because we never go outside. Our kids don't play outside. Remember back in the day when you'd go bike riding and there was no phone? You would have to look to see whose bikes were in the front of the house. Oh, everybody's at Bobby's house. You know what I'm saying? Let's get back on the bikes, people. Get moving.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I have 8 fun things for you and your family to do, and it's not going to break the bank, okay? We're doing this on the budget. It's time for...
The Parent Score!
Everything is expensive, and I don't want to spend a lot of money, but I want my daughter to have fun, right? Automatic, we've been talking about this.
We don't want our kids to stay inside and play video games
and
all day.
And be bored.
Yes, and then complain and just sit there and eat.
Before I give these top 8, what would you do for summer?
The first 2 weeks was just like heavy video gaming.
Making up for all
the video games I missed out on the year. And then by that, I was usually pretty bored after that. And then by that, time, is usually like I would like join like a summer rec program for the most part.
Okay, all right. Yeah. So you would join like
and
a
they,
summer
fortunate
rec
enough
program.
For us, they had like a school bus system that would pick us up even during the summer rec program.
Oh, wow. That's fancy.
Yeah, yeah.
I live right next to 2 different parks. So I just went to park program like day one. I look forward to school ending and park programming.
Did you
start.
Have automatic?
Park
so,
programming. Park program,
did,
sorry.
Did you have friends? From park program that didn't go to your school.
So
like
I had,
different
yeah,
friends?
That was the thing about park program is that there was kids from all over the city that used to bus into there. So I met kids from everywhere.
That's kind
of
cool.
Some of my best friends are from park program.
Damn, so that's dude. One of the things on this list. Go to your park. Most cities have more than one park, and check out your city's website to see if they do have park and rec programs for the kiddos. It's free and it's fun. Now I'm going to tell you right now. Sometimes the things that go down at park and rec, it can be a little wild, but expose your children to real life.
Dude,
I think it's fun.
8th grade summer program, bro. I was busting max with all the chicks, dude. All of them, dude.
All right, something else, and I know this may sound boring, but it's not. It's one of the best experiences you'll ever have as a family. Volunteer.
Oh.
Go out and volunteer
that's not gonna
in your
happen.
Community. Yes, it is.
I mean, some people do. Yeah, we do, but I mean, come on.
Why are you laughing, Anthony?
I just had flashbacks of one time my grandma was like, all right, and today we're going to pull weeds.
Volunteer at her house.
It could be really fun. That was one of my dad's favorite things to leave me
Yo,
to do.
Oh, dude. Rest in peace, my grandfather. But my uncles would tell me that fool is so intense that he would wait to save his vacation days until they had summer break just to make them do yard work.
Oh, man.
That's my grandpa Frank.
Let me tell you what I could never say in my house. I'm bored.
Oh, no way.
Oh, you're
there's
bored.
Some yard work that needs
I
to be done.
I got some stuff for you to do. Yeah. Go to a festival or county fair. Now, I know sometimes the county fairs and things can be expensive, but they usually have dollar days.
Yes.
Something else you can do is attend a free workout class. A lot of cities are sponsoring these things on the weekends, and it really does teach your kids to start living a healthy lifestyle. Oh, my gosh.
Don't forget about sports. I mean,
yeah,
my whole summer was Little League. That's what I loved it.
Automatic, I'm going to tell you something right now, though. Sports are really expensive. So, yes, I want to talk about sports and all that, but let's find some free ones. It's all.
I mean, there's usually some city programs that they have sports
I know,
in.
But you got to look, because I think sometimes we need to really have a conversation about this another day. If you don't have a lot of money, some kids are pushed out of sports. It's not fair. It's not fair. Visit a museum. You can have a conversation with your kids. It's a beautiful experience, and they need the support.
Yes, and they also do have dollar days and stuff like that,
too.
That's my favorite days to take dates.
We've gone to different museums just to take photos. I mean, I'm not kidding. They are such beautiful, beautiful places, and it's a good experience.
Yep.
Oh, here's one of my favorite things to do, and this is the number one thing. Swim at your community pool or look for the spray parks. You know how they have the different sprays?
Probably the best thing about summer.
You know, I was an only child, and I was raised by my Nana and my Uncle Frankie. And Nana, I love you so much. She used to take me to the pool when they would open, and I would swim till they closed all day. And she would sit outside underneath a little tree and wait for me.
Oh, man.
She would go get me
that's
lunch.
That's love right there.
Oh,
that's real love.
She would go get us lunch, and I would eat on the bench with her, and I would go back and swim.
Damn, she loved me so much, by myself.
Oh,
we would stay at the pool so long because the fire department, they would do like these little pool passes.
Yeah.
And the whole program was to keep kids out of ditches because we had a problem where I'm from swimming in ditches.
Oh, the arroyo?
And then also at the pool, too, my fondest memory, not my fondest, but my most memorable one was I was in the summer rec program in kindergarten and we went to the pool. It was pool day. And next thing you know, I forgot my Power Ranger swimming trunks in the locker room.
Somebody stole them?
No. Oh, dude, worse. I wish somebody would have stolen them. And at the end of the day, they go, whose Power Rangers swimming trunks do we have in this grocery store bag? Because, you know, your mom sends you with the grocery store bag to the pool.
That's nothing. My mom made me Hawaiian shorts.
No, I'm not.
Made me them. And they weren't cool.
If you want the list of the 8 fun family things to do on a budget, add Dana Cortez on Instagram. Send me a DM. I will shoot it to you personally. That's the Parents Court.
The Parent Score.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Yes, the rumors are true. Rihanna and ASAP Rocky are new parents. Let's talk about it right now. Inside the Daily Dirt, this story and more. Anthony A. Celebrity birthdays.
We have Austin McBroom celebrating his birthday. Also, Cher celebrating a birthday as well, too. And the one and only Busta Rhymes, Dave Chappelle's head security guard.
One of the greatest MCs of all time.
Facts. Oh, for sure. Jennifer Lopez has a documentary coming. And she's opening up about how, honestly, the press has just been on her for the entirety of her career.
I've lived in the public eye. And I really believe a lot of what they said.
Diva.
Serial bride.
How do you feel about your butt?
You did not just ask me that.
I did.
How are you going to ask that woman about her behind?
But she should have said, I feel amazing about it because it can make me a multimillionaire.
No, automatic. When Jennifer Lopez stepped on the scene, there were no bodies like hers.
No, you're right. She was the first. And then Kim K came way later.
Way later.
Also, think about the disrespect that like a woman receives, right?
In an interview. Why are you asking me that question?
Yeah, that's a wild question.
Imagine
to
if
ask.
Some guy just asked you about your.
I'm like, you want to see it? This is way different. It goes way different.
Yeah, that's very different.
See, look, this is already getting disrespectful to J-Lo.
Exactly. Moving on now. Anyway, the documentary's coming out on June 14th. It's called Halftime. We can stream it then on Netflix. And yes, Ben Affleck, then when they were engaged for the first time, and now in the documentary. So I can't wait to watch it. Now let's talk about another one of my favorite Latinas, Miss Selena Gomez. She was at the White House talking about mental illness and openly discussing her own issues.
Just to throw in a little bit of my journey, I felt like once I found out what was going on mentally, I found that there was more freedom for me to be okay with what I had because I was learning about it.
But here's the most important thing she said.
I want to ensure that everyone, no matter their age, their race, religion, sexual orientation, have access to services that support their mental health.
My Nana had diagnosed schizophrenia. I know what it's like to not have insurance or money for treatment, how traumatic it can be for your family, and also the shame that mental health issues carry. Nobody in my family wanted to talk about it. We wanted to hide it. And that made it even worse for me because I didn't really understand what was going on. It's urgent.
One thing that has came out of, it is urgent, you're right. One thing that has came out of the pandemic was the ability to have more of these resources available for people to get through things. So please like look into it because there are free services.
And it does feel like there's less shame in talking about it publicly than there was
and
before the pandemic.
And it's because of people like Selena Gomez, willingly, opening up about what's going on in their lives. All right, and then finally, let's talk about Rihanna and ASAP Rocky. Last week, she gave birth to a baby boy in L.A., and a nurse at the hospital leaked the info, but everyone's like, I don't know, is this real? It's real. They're the proud parents of a little baby boy. Congratulations. I'm so happy.
Do you think the little boy's in the ASAP mob yet?
He's been in the ASAP mob.
He's the only one who ain't got charges. He's the only one not on papers.
Damn, son.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Earlier on the Dana Cortez Show, Dana was listing off some great ideas and tips on what to do with your children during their summer break for a low cost. Well, we're a little bit more jaded at this part of the show, so we're going to give you 5 of the most overrated things about the summertime that you need to know about. I love you two dudes!
One studio!
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show, and that list that she was giving out today was pretty informative, dude.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, there's a lot of good summer fun activities.
And my heart does go out to the parents who have to figure out what to do with the children.
I mean, the next 2 months, is like basically your kids are going to eat all your food and sit on your couch all day unless you find something for them to do.
Oh, God. So please, if you want to hear that list, please catch the Dana Cortez Show podcast available on all digital streaming platforms. But let's get a little aggro right now and talk about the overrated facts about summer. Number one, hella bugs out here, bro.
Oh.
Mosquitoes, flies.
Have you ever swallowed a bug before?
Oh, God.
Playing baseball summer, I swallowed a lot of bugs.
Swallowed a lot of things, and bugs is one of the worst things to swallow. Number two, sweat. I'm a big sweater. That happens a lot.
You're the biggest sweater I know, so you're probably the guy that just now, standing there, right?
Words a little, Rob. I do love summertime nights. I love summer nights because those things are cool. You know what I'm saying? Sexy and stuff like that, but in the daytime, bro, I hate sweating, dog. It just happens to me. I always worry. I avoid gray shirts.
Did your parents have air conditioning growing up?
Yes, they did.
I did not have air conditioning.
Whoa!
And my car didn't have air conditioning.
God dang, dude. My grandma had the best refrigerated air conditioning system ever, right?
We would have been at your house.
But listen, though, dude.
That was part of my summer, was trying to find air conditioning.
Well, my grandma grew up with dirt floors. So trying to convince her to, like, do anything?
She was not below 80. No way, dude.
All right. Hey, another reason why summer is overrated, the yard work.
Every day, my dad would leave a list, and he would say, if this isn't done, don't let me come home and catch you. And the first thing on the list was pull the weeds. So that was hot. It was in the sun.
That's going to take us right to the number one reason why summer is overrated, because of the sunburns.
I lived with a perpetual sunburn as a kid.
Dude, yeah.
As a little white kid that came from Minnesota to New Mexico where the sun is so much stronger, my nose used to look... Do you know, like, when you put a hot dog in the microwave?
Yeah, dude.
And it gets that's my nose used to look like that. I'm surprised I don't have skin cancer at this point.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Well, first of all, today, it's a new time. We wear sunblock.
Yeah. Well, that's what we just talked about, Dana. Okay. I was wearing sunblock, but as a kid, I didn't wear sunblock, and that's why my nose looked
either.
Like that.
That's why I have sunspots.
You know, your husband said his nose looked like a hot dog.
Like a microwave hot dog when I was little.
Hot dog.
Didn't you have a teacher tell you something about that?
Oh, yeah, I got him kicked out of school.
Bro,
You got the teacher kicked out of school?
Well, he did that, and then he started, he was touching one of the little girls, and I thought, well, here's my time to get him.
Well...
Yeah, throw that fool out of school, dog. Throw that fool out of school.
It's a long story. We can talk about that another day. But he was very handsy with a lot of the little girls. Right. And I thought that our female principal should know that.
Yeah, how about that?
I didn't like all the jokes about my reading habits and my nose. So I was like, you know what?
More so the little girls. How about let's be...
Well, that was the worst thing about it, yeah. But somebody had to out the guy. He was just a jerk.
Way to do it, Automatic. Way to be that guy, man. Step up.
Now, everybody's like, well, what happened? You know, we'll do a podcast on this another day. Here's more of the show
now. True crime one about that guy.